Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
And welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Big news in the world of Metro restaurants, kids. Get this. Today we learned that a new eating establishment is coming to the small town of Earlham, just 23 miles west of Des Moines. The project, according to Chef David Baruthio of Baru 66 and Saison Kitchen and Pub, is a $2.5 million renovation of an historic building spearheaded by the Krause family.
So we're very excited to announce that we are opening a cafe and a bistro in Earlham at the Breaker Price Block building.
This is going to be a restaurant and a coffee shop. Tell us about the building and where all this got started.
Well, it all got started with Sharon Krause, who is involved in the restoration of this historical building, and they did a fantastic job. Sharon Krause has her farm in that community, the De La Torre, so she's very much involved in the local scenery over there, and they started that project on restoring that. They did a fantastic job. It's a non-profit. There is also, they raised a lot of money to be able to do that, and the place looks absolutely stunning. And then they approached us to see if we were interested to somehow collaborate over there. So we look into it, and we saw an opportunity in a small town. Say, everybody goes and eat in Des Moines, and it's only 23 minutes from Des Moines, and we thought, Let's do something in a smaller town.
And that's a part of the community or part of the greater Des Moines metro that tends to be expanding in that direction. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you calling the restaurant?
So we have a cafe every day that is going to be open in the morning, serving coffee, paninis, lunch, pizza, to go, like in a very casual atmosphere. And that's going to be Saison Cafe. And then on the other side, I'm very excited about, we have a wine bar, beer bar, bistro called The Hare and the Hounds.
The Hare and the Hounds,
right.
Appropriate for that community. There's a very well-known establishment, a horse stable, that's in Earlham, and I'm sure some of those folks will be very interested in this.
Yeah, I think, the idea is, to come up with something countryside, and The Hare and the Hound is also a fable from La Fontaine, right? It's a kind of a little story, and I grew up in my childhood, and it's always difficult to name a restaurant, but we are in the countryside, so we'll have a couple TVs there. We'll have a small menu that is going to be changing, focus on saison cuisine, and also on local produce during the good time of the year. So we're very excited. And something else to add on, we will be growing in Earlham and on some farm our own vegetables locally and herbs. So we're very excited.
Exciting news. You heard it first here on the Business News Hour, a brand new facility going up in Earlham. We understand the construction is mostly done, completed, and the new restaurant and cafe is going to be blossoming under the tutelage of Chef David Baruthio. And you also have a teaching kitchen there, yes?
Correct. There is so upstairs there's an events facility that can be rented for conference, weddings, anything you want to do for entertain yourself. And there's a culinary studio, like cooking classes, very high tech, will be organized there. I can provide those cooking classes myself, but they are open to anybody. That's the beauty of it. So it's going to be the heart of a new community. And we do have an announcement date. We will be doing a soft opening party on May 25th.
Well, congratulations, Chef.
Good
to hear it.
Thank you, sir.
Exciting, no? And you heard it first here on the Business News Hour. Coming up next, a conversation with Danny Homan from the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees about the union and what he says is an outright attempt by the GOP-controlled legislature to break the union over new rules regarding certification. Danny Homan next, here on the Business News Hour.